So apparently, the future of getting your stuff delivered on time isn't about hiring more drivers or building more warehouses. It's about teaching computers to play the world's most complex game of Tetris with trucks, traffic, and time, and it's saving billions in the process. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. NVIDIA just dropped something called QOpt, an AI workflow specifically designed to solve one of logistics' biggest headaches, route optimization. If you've ever tracked a package and wondered, why is this going to Cincinnati first when I live in Chicago? Well, that's exactly the kind of inefficiency NVIDIA is targeting. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just about finding shorter routes. The AI considers dozens of variables simultaneously: traffic patterns, vehicle capacity, driver hours, weather forecasts, delivery windows, and then recalculates optimal routes in real time as conditions change. It's basically doing math problems that would take humans hours to solve, and it's doing them in seconds. The impact? We're talking 10 to 30% reductions in mileage and fuel usage. That might not sound revolutionary until you realize the logistics industry burns through billions of gallons of fuel annually. A 30% reduction is massive, both for company profits and, the planet. But here's my take. What NVIDIA is really doing is democratizing technology that only the biggest players could afford before. Amazon has been using proprietary AI for routing for years. Now, smaller logistics companies can access similar capabilities without building it from scratch, though NVIDIA hasn't shared pricing details yet, so we'll see if it's actually accessible or just theoretically accessible. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the routing revolution, something even more fundamental has been happening quietly in the world of ETAs. DHL, yes, the massive shipping company, has been using AI in their Resilience 360 platform since 2019 to predict with 90-95% accuracy when your stuff will actually arrive. Think about that for a second. We've all gotten those delivery windows like between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., which basically means cancel your entire day to wait for a package. The problem isn't that logistics companies want to ruin your day. It's that predicting exact arrival times in a complex system with thousands of variables is incredibly hard. DHL's system is continuously learning from historical patterns, real-time GPS data, and even predictive traffic models to narrow those windows down dramatically. And when something goes wrong, which in logistics something always goes wrong, the system can detect the exception, calculate the impact, and either automatically reroute or alert human operators. What's fascinating is that this isn't just about customer satisfaction, it's actually changing how the entire supply chain works. When you know exactly when materials will arrive at a factory, you can schedule production more precisely. When retailers know exactly when inventory will arrive, they can staff accordingly. The ripple effects are enormous. And honestly, I think this is why we're not seeing tons of VC-backed startups in this space. The barrier to entry is massive. You need mountains of historical data, deep integration with existing systems, and the trust of an industry that can't afford mistakes. The big players like DHL have advantages that are hard for startups to overcome. Quick hits before we go. Descartes and Aptean are offering AI logistics tools that integrate with existing enterprise systems, though neither has announced major VC funding rounds recently. Google, Microsoft, and Amazon are surprisingly quiet in this specific logistics AI niche, at least publicly. And despite the massive potential, there's been remarkably little discussion about potential job impacts as these systems get more autonomous. Here's what ties today's stories together. AI in logistics isn't creating flashy new consumer products. It's quietly optimizing systems most people never think about. But these invisible improvements might actually deliver more immediate real-world value than the chatbots and image generators getting all the headlines. When we talk about AI having practical impact, reducing costs, saving fuel, cutting emissions, making supply chains more resilient, this is exactly the kind of application that matters. Not as sexy as generating art, but possibly more important for everyday life. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.